Hey guys, good day. We're welcome again to Blessing Talks, and I trust I can always ask, you have been having amazing days in the month of August. I want to tell you what, today is actually a very special day. Today is my birthday, the 16th of August. It's a huge pleasure for me, and I really want to appreciate everyone out there celebrating me one way or the other. I want to say very big thank you. I do not take this for granted. On this day, I would like to share this with my amazing listeners. Usually, the birthday, like, or celebrities every year, is meant to signify a new start, right? There's no doubt about that. It's the start of another chapter, the start of another episode of life, the start of a new flip of life. Okay? So, as much as possible, it means we are living a past and moving to the next phase, meaning that we are living. Now it's going to become a previous state to a new state. Now, what do you do with things that happened in the previous state? I have a few things to say about that. You might have had rough past. You might have had unpleasant past. But trust me, guys. There's a place where you pick up lessons, learn from the past, and then you move into a new phase of life. Do not allow the past to get you tied down. Do not allow the past to rip you of what you meant to do in the future. Now, you might have had wrong and terrible experiences in the past. Yes, they're in your past now. It's high time you move on. It's high time you shake off the dust and start up a new phase of life. It doesn't have to be your birthday. It doesn't have to be a new year. It doesn't have to be a special day. But trust me, that special day can be today. That special date can be today. So whatever it is that's happened in your past, trust me, they are meant to build you for the future. You need to look over the things that happened in the past and move on with life. I'm going to read something for you from one of the books that helped me when I needed to forget my past and move on with my life. The title of the book is Forgetting Your Past by Bob Gass. Now, it has this to say, and of course, a lot of us are in this shoe, and we just need to move on. We just need to pass on to the next phase of life. I'm gonna read this. But why, before you listen to this, maybe after you're done listening, try to check up Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 18. Now, this is what I have to read out from the book, Forgetting Your Past by Bob Gass. Lord, I don't want to feel this way anymore. I thought that if my pain touched your lives, I'd feel better. I didn't. I thought that by holding it over their heads, I'll feel better. I didn't. I thought that by telling everyone that had been, I thought that by telling everyone what had been done to me, I would feel better. I didn't. It only cost me friends and kept the pain alive longer. I thought if only they would acknowledge how wrong they've been and how right I've been, obviously, I'd feel better. They didn't. So I felt worse. I thought if only I could understand why I picked such people, I'll feel better. So I read books and talked to counselors, but that didn't work because I didn't discover other things I didn't have the emotional energy to deal with. I thought time would make me feel better. It helped, but it didn't heal. Because there are still too many things that triggered old memories. I thought that by moving someplace else, I would feel better. I didn't. I only changed addresses, not what was going on inside of me. Finally, I did two things and it worked. Not overnight, but gradually, patiently, and consistently, I kept doing them. So, they worked. First, I decided to forgive and keep on forgiving until it didn't hurt anymore. The second thing was, I cried to God. And what was the cry? Turn down me and I shall be turned. He heard my cry. Suddenly, my mind began to clear and my emotions began to heal. Why? Because at last I'd reached a place where getting well meant more. So much more to me than staying sick. Seller. So that's just an extra from Forgetting Your Past by Bob Garrison. So moving on to a new phase, you need to get rid of ashes of the past. You need to burn off particles. You need to burn off things that are not needed in your past, things that have happened to you in the past. Maybe you're having difficulty in even forgiving yourself. My dear listener, the best answer and the best place to return to is to God. That is the only place you can get a lasting solution, right? And the refusal to leave your past, you would never go into a next phase. Now look at this scenario. You're writing and you're writing, I kept writing, and there's a comma, I kept writing. You can't start another sentence until you've added a full stop to the previous one you're writing. So until you add a full stop to your past, you can't start a new sentence. You can't start with a new phase of life. Without a full stop, it will keep going. So there won't be any difference between your past and your present, alright? Which ultimately would affect the future. So until you put a full stop to your past, that's the only way you can move into the next sentence, which is your future. Dear listeners, I don't know what it is you've been going through. I don't know what it is that has affected your past. Or maybe there have been build-ups from your past that has affected your psychology, that's affected your thinking pattern. My dearest listener, now is the time to put a full stop to the past. Now is the time to make the past the past. Now is the time to make experiences that are due for the past remain in the past. Alright? Move on to the next phase of life. There are beautiful things out there to explore. And until you've added a full stop to the past, you can start a new phase. Alright? So please, as much as you have the strength, do all that is in your power, trusting God that you will overcome and you'll be out of this unpleasant phase of life. If you have difficulty in getting over unpleasant situations, find your place in the presence of God. Feel free to talk to counselors. Feel free to talk to Truth Heart and Matron Spiritual Earth. And you can as well feel free to reach out to me. Under the podcast, you can see message. Feel free to drop messages, comments, anything. Feel free to drop them, and as much as possible, I will try to address the ones that I can. And if not, of course, I will lead you to a greater counselor. Alright, thank you very much. Once again, I really appreciate your presence. I really appreciate your time for listening to this podcast. It's my birthday again, alright? I'm moving to a new phase of life. And to tell you what, I picked up lessons from the last chapter of my life. And yes, I'm starting a new one today. Thank you very much for joining me on Blessed Talks. Do have a wonderful day. a wonderful week and enjoy the rest of the month of August. Thank you.